our caregiver tip of the day. If you're going to judge yourself, which too many caregivers do, we judge ourselves without mercy. We look at all of our mistakes, all of our bad attitudes and everything else. And there's plenty of it. There's ample evidence that we fail. Okay? Ample evidence. But if you're going to judge yourself, then judge yourself fairly and look at your attendance record. Okay? Because your attendance record is flawless. You keep showing up. That's our starting point as caregivers. I want you to start from there. Okay, we just took a giant step forward by evaluating ourselves fairly, that we do show up. Now, where do we go from there? Let's start working towards showing up without feeling miserable. Let's start working, showing up, and looking for ways to surprise ourselves with joy, surprise ourselves with beauty, surprise ourselves even with laughter. It's available. We can do this. And then the next step after that, it's let's show up healthier. Okay? Changing a little bit of things in our diet, maybe getting a little bit more exercise, you know, whatever that we need to do to push us towards a healthier life as a caregiver. Go to your doctor regularly, support groups, all those things and more are part of your journey as a caregiver, that you can function better, stronger, healthier, and even more joyful. You see, healthy caregivers make better caregivers. And if you're miserable, what kind of care are you providing? Okay? And that is the driving force of this show, is to speak life into your life. I don't want you to listen to all these things that are being broadcast across our media stuff about, you know, medically assisted death and late term abortions and all these kinds of things. People just say, well, if a child is born with deformities, we'll just set it aside and we'll have a conversation later about it. Like the governor of Virginia said, I don't want to have all that. That's speaking death into your situation. I want to speak life into your situation. If you're taking care of a child with special needs and it's pushing you to the breaking point, guess what? We're going to pull you back from that breaking point and help you breathe a little bit. If you're watching somebody you know that is languishing in the last days of their life, we're not going to push you past that and say, you know what, it's okay to just go ahead and just check out. As Job's wife said in Job 2:9, go ahead and curse God and die. That's what the world offers. We're going to do something different on this show. We're going to speak life into your situation and let you know that even though you're in the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear any evil, because he's not going to abandon you. He hasn't and he won't. He's already there waiting around every corner. Doesn't mean it's not going to be painful. Doesn't mean it's not going to be uncomfortable. Doesn't mean it's not going to be scary. But it does mean you're not going to be alone. And it does mean it's not the end of the story. That's what this show is all about. Hope for the caregiver. That conviction that we as caregivers can live a calmer, healthier, and, dare I say it, a more joyful life. Do you want to know more about this? Then go out to hopeforthecaregiver.com. See how you can back away from these places of despair and start breathing a little bit easier. Take a knee if you have to. That's what we're here for. And there's so much more out there, resources available for you. Would you take advantage of them? Don't do this alone. Friends don't let friends caregive alone. All right? I got to go. See you next week. HopeForTheCaregiver.com. I'm Peter Rosenberger. Healthy caregivers make better caregivers, and today's a great day to start. All right, we'll see you next week.